Turn now to this month's snapshot on page 22, a return to the year 1997 when British girl band The Spice Girls were top of the pops. Thanks to this all-girl group, a generation of girls all over the world were introduced to female empowerment. The five Spice Girls, Mel C, Emma Bunton, Mel B, Jerry Halliwell, and Victoria Adams, were not the best singers, but the most successful girl band in history had something better. Attitude. Lots of it.
Successful rebellion. The Spice Girls were a manufactured pop group put together by two men who wanted to create a band composed of different female types. But the five new friends soon rebelled, escaping their manager's control to do things their own way. Their first song, Wannabe, 1996, a celebration of female friendship and girl power, became the most successful debut ever.
Friendship never ends. That was a lyric from their 1996 debut song, Wannabe. But after 2 years in which they became the best-selling female group of all time, there was even a Spice Girls movie, Jerry Halliwell traumatized fans by quitting. The magic gone from the band, each soon began solo careers in music and later as TV personalities. The exception was Victoria Adams, who married footballer David Beckham and is now a successful fashion designer.
Cool Britannia. This performance at the 1997 Brit Awards confirmed the girls as a cultural phenomenon. In part, that was thanks to Jerry Halliwell's Union Jack dress, which she made from two tea towels the night before the show. It later sold at auction for almost 50,000 euros.
Comeback. Now on a hit concert tour, minus Victoria Beckham, the band still has a devoted following. But while many fans credit the band's girl power for introducing them to feminism, other people say it was just a brilliant marketing exercise. Maybe, but so what? What counts is that the Spice Girls and their fans had a lot of fun.